Surah Maryam, verses 83-98.
We are on page 433, at the bottom of the page, commencing with the sixth ruku of Surah Maryam, the last ruku of Surah Maryam. And we are looking at ayah 83-98, inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The next passage, which is from ayah 83 to ayah 87, it informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the misguidance of the disbelievers was a direct result of shaitan's influence upon them. As a result of that misguidance, they will be subjected to a humiliating punishment, and the time of their punishment would be in the hereafter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Alam bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alam tara anna arsalna ash-shayatina 'alal kafirina ta'uzzuhum azza. As for you being grieved about their deviation and misguidance, have you not considered, alam tara, have you not considered that we have actually unleashed the devils, arsalna ash-shayateen, we have unleashed the devils, alal kafirin, upon the disbelievers, as a trial for them. And so, ta'uzzuhum azza, they incite them thoroughly to rebel and reject. The shayateen prompt them, incite them, stir them up all the time to rebel and reject. They then voluntarily fall into the trap of deviation set up by shaitan. So why do you grieve upon them? فَلَا تَعْجَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and since the devils are unleashed upon them, a premature punishment would curtail the activities of the devils assigned to subject them to trial. If we take them to task immediately, the shayateen who are unleashed upon them, their activities would be stopped and they would no longer prompt them or incite them. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, let this continue. فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ Do not hasten their end by supplicating for punishment to befall them. So when we see, for example, what the kuffar are doing to the believers in some places, we are now becoming hasty for their end. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ Do not hasten their end by supplicating for punishment to befall them. إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا We are counting their punishable activities with precise recording. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving them respite. Allah is allowing them to do. Allah is recording it. Ayah number 85, يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ And the punishment would befall them on the day when we shall gather the Allah-fearing ones, الْمُتَّقِينَ We shall gather them whereto? To the abode of bliss, إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ To the abode of bliss of the most compassionate one, وَفْدَى They will be gathered as an honorable delegation. The muttaqeen will be taken as an honorable delegation to the abode of bliss of the most compassionate one. Ayah 86, وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ And we shall drive the criminals ila jahannam towards hell, wirda, as a thirsty herd of animals is driven to water. Ayah number 87, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ الشَّفَاعَ And there will be no one to intercede for them too, as لَا يَمْلِكُونَ الشَّفَاعَ None shall possess the right of intercession إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّخَذَ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ عَهْدًا Except those who have received permission from the most compassionate one to do so, and they would be the prophets of Allah primarily, and they would intercede for people of Iman only, they would not intercede for the kuffar. The next passage, which goes until ayah 95, mentions the specific misguidance of the disbelievers and its repercussions. Ayah 88, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا And they say, اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ The most compassionate one, اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا Has taken offspring. And this is the crime committed by Jews, Christians, and the pagan Arabs. They maintain that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has children. Allahu na'udhu billah, Allah forbid, Allah has no children. What a crime this is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا, in saying that you have thus committed a thing so monstrous, it is such a grave thing to say, such an evil thing to say, that the ayah continues, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا, that it is very probable that the heavens and the earth are almost rent asunder, they split apart by it, by this word, it is so heavy. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ, and the mountains crushing and being reduced to dust. But Allah is keeping it all on its place. This attributing children to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is such a grave thing to say that it could almost cause the sky, the heavens and the earth to be rent asunder and the mountains to be reduced to dust. Ayah number 91, أَنْدَعَوْ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا, on account of them attributing children to the most compassionate one. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي, ayah number 92, وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا, and it is not befitting of the majesty of the most compassionate one that he should have offspring. إِنْ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, why? Because there is no one in the heavens and on earth, إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَانِ عَبْدًا, except that they shall all appear before the most compassionate as slaves, Jibreel alayhi salam, and all the creation of Allah will come as humble slaves before Allah. There is no children that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has in the heavens or the earth. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ, he has them all contained by his power. وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا, and counted them with utmost accuracy in his all-encompassing knowledge. He knows all of his creation, they are contained by his power, they are under his qudra, and he has a total count of everyone, they will appear before him as slaves on the day of Qiyamah. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا, ayah 95, and in the hereafter, every single one shall come before him, farda, all alone. Last part of the surah, the promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's favors for the people of Iman in contrast to the outcome of the disbelievers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who have Iman and do righteous deeds, besides the bliss of the hereafter that is promised to them, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا, the most compassionate one shall instill affection for them in the hearts of his creation. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves somebody, he announces to Jibreel, and that message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love goes throughout his creation, and all people, all the righteous ones and the good ones have a love for those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ, so give this glad tidings to them, فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِنِسَانِكَ, as we have only made it, this Qur'an, easy on your tongue. يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِنِسَانِكَ, we have made it easy on your tongue. لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ, so that you may give joyous tidings to the Allah-fearing ones. وَتُنْذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُدَّا, and so that you may warn a people bent on futile argumentation. And a warning to them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنِ, and as a warning to the disbelievers, they should note that how many a generation before them have we destroyed. هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدْ, do you so much as sense the presence of a single one of them? Where are all those people whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has destroyed? They are wiped out, they are silent. أَوْ تَسْمَعُ لَهُمْ رِكْزًا, أَوْ تَسْمَعُ لَهُمْ رِكْزًا, or hear even as much as a murmur from them. It means they were rebellious against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, have been wiped out, no trace, no knowledge, people don't even know who they were, besides the evil great leaders whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has spoken of in the Qur'an or in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us recite this last passage. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر أنا أرسلنا الشياطين على الكافرين تؤزهم أزا فلا تعجل عليهم إنما نعد لهم عدا عدا يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا ونسوق المجرمين إلى جهنم وردا لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا لقد جئتم شيئا إدا تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا وما ينبغي للرحمن أن يتخذ ولدا إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا فإنما يسرناه بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا وكم أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي